Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Boomerang economics, it's something real that is going on. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. According to the Census Bureau, 20 million people ages 18 to 34 are living at home with their parents. There's a valid reason for doing that, but everyone needs to practice cooperative economics, meaning everyone understanding that each person in the home must sacrifice some individual financial rights for the financial good of the entire family. You know, the last time grown children migrated back to their parents' nest in very large numbers was during the last recession in 2001. But back then, many parents felt financially equipped to deal with the situation. That's not the case now, especially since their parents are now in their mid-50s or older, considering or nearing retirement and should be watching their money carefully. Boomers have less time to make up for losses, not to mention the dramatic ones of late, and they have fewer years of potential earning power. So what should parents do to better ensure that the return home works for everyone? One is to set new ground rules. The adult child may be returning to his or her childhood room, but the expectations and responsibilities are different. Have a discussion before the move back is made so that everyone is clear about what the rules of the house will be so the returning adult child can realistically readjust to their parents' domestic expectations. Another suggestion, determine the financial contribution that the adult child will make. In fact, this isn't even a suggestion. It really does need to be absolute. Living at home rent-free should not be an option. So insist on them assuming this responsibility. Permission to return home is a decision of the heart. Making a regular contribution to the household expenses is not only the responsible thing to do, but necessary so that the parents' financial goals, needs, and plans won't get derailed. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.